From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Russian officials say yesterday's train accident that killed 26 people north of Moscow was caused by a bomb. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Russian investigators said fragments of a homemade bomb had been found at the accident site and a criminal case has been opened on terrorism charges. The director of Russia's Federal Security Service told President Dmitry Medvedev the derailment was caused by an explosive device equivalent to 15 pounds of TNT. At least 26 people died in Friday night's accident when the last three cars of the St. Petersburg to Moscow Express left the rails. The number of dead could rise as about 100 people were hospitalized, many in critical condition. There were more than 650 passengers and staff on the luxury train, often used by business executives and government officials, and almost 20 are still missing. In August 2007, a bomb attack on the train injured dozens. Two suspects have been arrested in that case, but the motive is unclear. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Muslims across the world celebrate Eid today and commemorate what's known as the Festival of Sacrifice. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the day will also mark a political watershed for Pakistan. An amnesty that covered 8,000 Pakistanis facing charges, including the president, expires today.
Former dictator General Pervez Musharraf approved the amnesty decree that paved the way for the return to Pakistan of Zardari's wife, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. She was assassinated, and her husband Zardari became president last year after Musharraf stepped down under pressure. Stripped of amnesty, Zardari himself could be prosecuted for allegedly taking millions in kickbacks when his wife ran the government. He's vowed to fight, but he's also facing pressure to resign, and experts say his eligibility to hold office could be legally challenged. The controversy could become a crisis for the nuclear-armed U.S. ally, which analysts say would divert attention away from the fight against a Taliban militancy that is terrorizing Pakistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The United Nations panel has rebuked Iran over its nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iranian officials' behavior is making the world suspicious that officials are trying to secretly build a nuclear weapon. Iran has rejected the vote, as well as the UN's demand that it stop its nuclear program. Iran maintains it is building a nuclear program so it may have electricity for peaceful purposes. The Secret Service admits agents did not follow procedure during a state dinner at the White House this week. That is how an uninvited couple from Virginia was able to crash the party and meet President Obama in the receiving line at the event for visiting Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. The couple's lawyer says they were cleared to be there. The service's director says the couple was not on the guest list. Further, he adds, the agency is deeply concerned and embarrassed about the situation. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Japan has launched its fifth spy satellite into orbit. The country launched its first spy satellites in 2003 in response to North Korea's missile program. And the NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
A Japanese-made rocket carrying the $565 million satellite took off from a space center on the southern island of Tanegashima. Japan's cabinet office said the satellite would gather intelligence for defense and diplomatic purposes. Japan has previously relied on the U.S. for much of its intelligence, but Tokyo now seeks to develop capabilities of its own. Japan's Mainichi Daily newspaper reports that the device was an optical information-gathering satellite, which works in tandem with a radar satellite. The report said that with two pairs of satellites in operation, Japan's government could photograph any spot on Earth once a day with a resolution down to several inches. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Three American crew members were killed today when their cargo plane crashed in Shanghai, China. China State Television says the aircraft's tail apparently struck the ground as the plane tried to take off. The cargo plane is run by a company based in Zimbabwe and was headed for Kyrgyzstan. Seven crew members were aboard. Authorities in Bangladesh say at least 30 people have died in a ferry accident today. The triple-decker boat had arrived at port in the southern part of the country, and people were getting off when the ferry began to capsize. It is not clear how many people were aboard, but one report says several hundred people may have been passengers. It is already not clear how many people had already disembarked from the ferry. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.